summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard, Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and star-brewed quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresher world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Welcome to Unza Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news. President Hichilema urges unity as Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 becomes law. Government reaffirms commitment to youth empowerment through CDF. And in international news, two U.S. presidents and their long association with Jeffrey Epstein met. And in sports news, Green Buffalo Storm semifinals at Zone 5 Volleyball Championship.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
With the news in detail, my name is Fumili Sitali. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has called on Zambians to embrace unity and reconciliation following the signing into law of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Speaking in Lusaka through his assent to the bill, President Hichilema emphasized that national debate should enrich democracy rather than breed enmity, urging stakeholders with divergent views to reconcile. He stressed that dialogue is about give and take, citing the decision to maintain the status quo on by-election as recommended by the technical committee, despite his initial preference to abolish them. The head of state commended members of parliament from across the political spectrum for coming together to support the bill, underscoring the importance of collective responsibility in shaping Zambia's governance. Vice President Mutale Nalumango praised the President's leadership throughout the legislative process and lauded citizens for their participation, noting that divergent views strengthen democracy. Justice Minister Princess Kasune revealed that more than 82% of MPs voted in favor of the bill, highlighting its wide-ranging benefits. The Tongwe War Development Committee, WDC, has dismissed claims that the process and criteria used to collect cash for waste beneficiaries are corrupt. Speaking in an interview with Onza Radio, WDC chairperson Radhi Shimba says the selection criteria is based on the level of vulnerability in the community. Shimba explains that the committee conducts an assessment to identify how many people are vulnerable and in need of urgent assistance. He says the beneficiaries who were not paid in phase 1 will be paid in phase 2 as promised by the government. Shimba has called on beneficiaries to remain calm, assuring them that the government will address all outstanding payments. He adds that the process is transparency and free from corruption, as priority is given to the most vulnerable members of the community. An energy expert has revealed that the high cost of solar panel in the country's system from their status as relatively new technology on the market. In an interview with Onza Radio, Bonte Zulu explains that global solar equipment prices remain high, causing local price hikes despite government efforts to reduce taxation. Zulu notes that without government taxation restriction, the cost of solar equipment would have been extremely high. He emphasizes that solar equipment is advanced and therefore cannot be cheap, noting that prices may only decline in the long run. Meanwhile, solar energy user Luca Daka has highlighted the benefits of solar power, noting that it offers maintenance, boosts energy independence, and can even increase property value. Still in local news, residents of Livingston have uplifted the Ministry of Health announcement of new health workers recruitment shortage of panel in the sector. Eric Monga commended the government for the initiative, noting that it will strengthen service delivery and improve access to health care. Mayor Mushimba emphasized that the opportunity should be extended fairly to all qualified but unemployed health workers, ensuring inclusivity in the recruitment process. Meanwhile, Alice Chirwa asked the government to also consider employing health professionals who graduated some time ago. She welcomed the use of existing database for recruitment, but stressed the importance of transparency and fairness to maintain public confidence. The recruitment drive is expected to boost staffing level in health facility and enhance service delivery across the country. President Hakainde Hichilema has signed into law the constitutional amendment bill number 7 of 2025 at Mlondolozi Conference Center in Lusaka. The bill was passed by the parliament after securing a two-thirds majority vote, with 155 members of parliament supporting it. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Minister of Justice Stephen Kasumi says the constitutional representative represents the voice of the people, in that through their members of parliament, more than 84% voted in favor of the bill, an outcome she described as unprecedented. She says President Hichilema has delivered a document that will help make the country better. And finally, in local news, the government has reaffirmed its commitment to youth empowerment and inclusive local development through the Constituency Development Fund CDF. Speaking during the Constituency Development Fund Youth Empowerment Support Initiative Public Discussion Forum, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Gabriel Collins says the government will continue implementing the CDF in 2025, with plans to further strengthen the initiative in 2026 through an increased allocation of 40 million kwacha to constituencies. Dr. Pollen says the increased funding demonstrates the government's commitment could deepen decentralization and devolution while ensuring local authorities are accountable.